Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Tributes, written by Scorpio Appetites, read by Cheryl Blue. The men climb the path to her cave, seeking to worship her. They carry jars of sweet wine, dark bunches of grapes and cakes that glisten with honey, but her eye is drawn to their sun-warm shoulders and bright, hungry eyes. She stands in the shadow of smooth sandstone and watches them with tourmaline gaze. She is horned with skin like shattered marble, but her dark parts beat with human desire and her fingers long to close around the throat of men bound to her pleasure. When the men reach the dark, cool cave, she greets them. They are afraid. Human emotions are hard, but she thinks it's fear. They are afraid of what she can do, and with good reason. She bids the most beautiful one drink from the wine he has brought. He will not, so she closes her gold-ringed fist and makes him. He is afraid, still, but he cannot stop the wine flowing down his throat and chin. She lies back against the rock and spreads her legs and invites the men to drink a different wine, stronger and stranger. One man approaches, and she wraps her claws around his head and pulls him into her. She arches her back into the sweetness of his mouth. There is another man, and she pulls him into a kiss. His fingers clutch at her breasts, and she enjoys the audacity with which he gropes his goddess. There are two now, with tongues roiling against her. Their hands on her hips and legs leave bruises. The other men are emboldened, and one of them dares to pull aside his robes to reveal his cock, hard and bright with desire for the form she has chosen for the evening. She beckons him closer and puts her lips around it. He groans, and she suspects her mouth is hotter than a mortal woman's. She takes it deeper and puts her fingers around another cock that presses insistently into her face. Another one, now, and she drags the first from her throat, leaving a string of saliva that sparkles in the dim light, and plunges her mouth over the new one. The men between her legs lap harder and more hungrily, and she wraps her pale thighs around them. "Be in me," she commands, turning over so her breasts lie cool against the rock and her buttocks rise like the moon. She feels hands spread them, and she is filled to bursting. The men at her head are still here, and she continues to serve them. She needs more. She hisses a command, and another man pushes himself into her anus. She delights in the pain as her flesh stretches and his fingers bruise her cheeks. She bucks her hips as they fuck her, sucking the cocks that press against her lips. She is a kind deity who loves her children even as they take her, a holy mother on her her knees. More men arrive, and she loses count of the cocks that fuck her. She swallows every drop they give her, some in her throat, some in her cunt, but she takes the seed of her people and hides it in the deepest folds of her sacred being. She comes, at last, and lets it be violent. She thrashes and growls, holding nothing of herself back. Who will open their lips to say their goddess was too loud, came too hard? She dares them with her pleasure. At last she is done. She lies on the rocky floor of her cave, body blue and quivering, soul warm as the sun. If you like that, you can find more of Scorpio Appetite's amazing work at scorpioappetites.wordpress.com, more of me at cherylsworld.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.